Let me take this opportunity to make it clear once again that it is a political issue which is being handled by the political leadership. The government spokesperson came out and updated the nation on the steps that are being taken. The presidential spokesperson also came out and updated the nation about the steps that are being taken. Let me also add my voice once again that the limited deployment that you have witnessed since Saturday up to now is being done to ensure that the situation is not taken out of hand by some bad elements around here. There's too much exaggeration on the social media, but it is not true. One, the situation is being handled using negotiation, using dialogue, and the government is taking the lead. What we have done in the SPLA is to establish a limited presence around the residence of the former chief of general staff. It is purely being done to ensure that there is conducive environment in the whole of Juba. There is conducive environment around that area. We have no intention to disarm his bodyguards forcefully. We have no intention to do any other thing that is being reported on the media. And therefore, it is very important for us to clarify that all the rumors that are flying around are pure rumors meant at creating confusion. The roads are open. It is only some of the roads that are leading to his residential area that are closed. The other roads are free, and that's why you were able to come up to here. So the exaggeration that you have been seeing on social media is not true. Everyone is going about his business or her business in Juba. We have been receiving reports of armed robberies at night. Like I said, the last one was at the High Cinema. There was an attempted night robbery. The criminals were detected by a unit that was on patrol. They were asked to identify themselves, and instead of identifying themselves, they engaged the security forces in a gun battle. And as a result, one was killed, another one was wounded. If you might have heard some shooting on the 7th, that was one of the reasons at High Cinema, the area I told you about. The wounded escaped, but efforts are underway for him to be brought to book. On the night of 8th this month, joint security forces discovered and stormed a house occupied by criminals. Two criminals were apprehended, and one of the police officers was tasked with the responsibility of keeping them until they were to be taken to the nearest police station. Unfortunately, while his colleagues were pursuing the other criminals, he set them free and he started firing into the air. That was very near to my residential area in Gudele. The joint forces went for him. He was apprehended, and as we speak, he's being detained at the Low police station. He's a police personnel, and the police will take the necessary action against him.